Plot on Life of Beavers, told by Colyar. Atlanta. Georgian Saturday, May 24, 1913, but he fails to produce man to prove charge, as he promised. As Colyar, Junior failed entirely to produce the mysterious man whom he declared had been hired to shoot to death Chief of Police J.L. Beavers. When Colyar gave the sensational information of the conspiracy to kill the police official, he declared that he would bring to police headquarters the man who had been secured to commit the deed, that this person would make affidavit to bear out the plot charges, and would swear also that he had been promised immunity from punishment for his act. Colyar asserted at the time of his charges that he man was at present in Atlanta and intended remaining here until he had killed Beavers. Colyar also declared that the person had intimated that he might also kill Chief of Detectives Newport Lanford. Colyar then stated that he knew of the person's whereabouts and would bring him before the police to prove the charges. Disclosures of the amazing conspiracy came to light Saturday morning. Police officials have been quietly investigating it since the astounding information was given them. This report created an intense sensation in police circles and produced one of the greatest sensations of the Fagan mystery. The name of this mysterious man has not been furnished detectives, but Colyar promised to take him Friday night to the office of Chief Lanford in the police station, where the affidavit was to be made. Up to a late hour today, however, neither he nor Colyar had put in an appearance. According to the story told by Colyar, this man is not a resident of Atlanta, but has been here several days. He is an old friend of Colyar. He said this man would swear positively that the murder plot proposition was made to him shortly after his arrival here, and that he would give the name of the man who engineered the deal.